96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're sitting at the Reporters' Roundtable tonight with a look at the top stories of the past week. My guests are freelance reporter Gregory Clay, Edgar Brookins, managing editor of the Afro-American Newspapers, and Lauren Burke, managing editor of Politics365.com. Lines are open. Give me a call. Lots of interesting things to talk about tonight. We want to hear from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Good to see you all together to talk about the top stories of the day. Let's go straight to the big news that came out of Maryland, the gun manufacturer Beretta. This is an iconic name. Anyone who knows anything about firearms, and even if you don't, you know about Beretta, semi-automatic, automatic pistols, and the like. Well, yesterday they announced that because of recent gun law changes in the state of Maryland, that they are moving their manufacturing out, going to Tennessee. 160 jobs leaving Maryland, specifically Accokeek, Maryland, southern Prince George's County. But their administrative offices and the paperwork folks, they will stay here. Is this a big surprise, Lauren?
Well, given the laws in Maryland, no, not really. And it doesn't surprise you either that Beretta was able to easily find a home in another state. I'm surprised it wasn't Virginia. Surprised they moved as far as Tennessee, because there are a lot of friendly states for them around here. But it really isn't a surprise. And I'm not so certain. I mean, obviously, we don't want to lose any jobs in any state. 160 jobs is 160 jobs. But let's face it, they do make a product that is not exactly good for everyone's health in this country.
Mm-hmm. And see, and here's the thing about that, Greg. When there was discussion in Annapolis about this, you know, Beretta officials came out and they said to the governor, we will leave if the gun control laws become stricter in the state. So 160 jobs, big deal or not?
Oh, it's a huge deal. And to be honest with you, I don't blame Beretta for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from a national standpoint, one of the reasons it's a huge deal is because, as I was saying earlier, one of the big problems we have in this country, in addition to gun violence, is also the fact that much of gun control is based on states' rights. Like, you can have a gun in one state but can't have one in another state. And that's why I think there should be a federal mandate to make it uniform.
Hmm.
One of the reasons I bring this up is because of that case in Philadelphia. Single mother, black woman, has two daughters. She had a gun, a handgun, and the problem was that the gun was registered in one state, but it wasn't registered in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's looking at 3 years in prison. She bought the gun because of protection. The violence in her area, her neighborhood, was becoming so frightening, she felt that she needed protection. And now she's looking at 3 years in prison? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
But is it realistic to expect some sweeping federal legislation regarding guns, whether it be permitting or whether it is stricter gun laws? I mean, you saw what happened with the Obama administration and what happened on Capitol Hill after the Sandy Hook massacre. So even if it were not about restricting gun laws, I mean, come on, this country cannot agree on practically anything, and particularly as it relates to firearms.
Absolutely. Not going to happen. No time soon. And that argument has been made every time we have a significant incident that occurs in this country. We have this large crescendo of noise about we need to do something about gun control, uniform across the board. But it never happens, because with the current state of Capitol Hill with the Republicans as they are on the House side, they certainly not going to pass anything. So, and even regard to this Beretta, this is the opportunity to make that move. They wanted to make a move anyway, so this gave them a perfect out that says the things are too strict here in Maryland. We're not going to deal with that. We go to a state that's friendly to us and do our thing and, in fact, expand when we go there.
Are we sure that, 160 jobs is a big deal? I mean, this is the same Maryland that gave House of Cards, a TV show, $11 million. But that was 3,000. They say that's something like 3,000 jobs for that production. So when I think about Beretta and 160, those numbers don't jump out at me as a
It's not
a
large.
Huge,
but is it? But symbolically, Is it a big deal? Is it a big deal symbolically for Tennessee to say, hey, look, we've got a gun manufacturer now because Beretta is moving its manufacturing plant. As I mentioned, they're not moving their administrative or executive offices. Those folks are going to stay in Maryland, at least for now. But I think from a symbolic point of view, you know, some would say, and you know that, you know, Martin O'Malley, still the governor, still mulling over a run for president against Hillary Clinton, who has yet to, you know, announce unless it happened while we're sitting
here.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of manufacturing initiatives being, you know, brought to a lot of states in the country. I'm not sure guns is the big growth industry that you want to have, you know, in your state. Obviously, guns and the selling of firearms is a growth industry in the United States. But I'm not sure that that's where you really want to go for jobs first and foremost. I mean, you know, that's not like the thing I think of immediately as the thing that you really want growth in your state.
Yeah. Beretta is saying that the demand for their guns is so high, they have three shifts going 24 hours a day. They can't make enough guns for buyers. And, of course, we noticed that there was this uptick in gun sales when Barack Obama became president, because so many people were scared that Barack Obama was going to, quote unquote, take away their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guns, you know, while many sectors of the economy are contracting, guns is a serious growth industry. That's why I agree that symbolically this is a big deal. I mean, because I can see this happening in other states.
Need to take a break. But if you want to comment on this or some of the other stories that we're going to be discussing tonight, you can give us a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable. Up next, the crisis in the Middle East and the crisis in Ukraine. What effect does it have on presidential politics here? We'll be back in a moment.
Looking for the best in...
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with a look at the top stories of the past week. My guests are freelance reporter Gregory Clay, Edgar Brookins, managing editor of the Afro-American Newspapers, and Lauren Burke, managing editor of Politics365.com. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I move on to the next topic, however, let's go to Richard calling from Landover. Richard, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, I wanted to make a statement about Beretta leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Beretta left has a lot to do with the fact that none of the major law enforcement agencies in Maryland are now using their product. Prince George County Police Department, as well as state police, have, within the last few years, transitioned to another firearm from other companies. And if you look at the surrounding municipals within Prince George's County, I don't believe any of those use Beretta also. So them leaving was more of a snub to the state for those two major agencies with at least over 3,000 officers, if you combine them, now not using their product.
Interesting.
And I believe I heard a statement where they were surprised that they didn't go to Virginia. Virginia is Smith & Wesson's baby. That's where they are. Prince George County Police Department has transitioned over to Smith & Wesson.
Okay.
Well, so they have a partnership now where they're using Smith instead of Beretta. So Virginia probably would not have been a viable state because they don't have the clientele there for the law enforcement side of the game.
Well, Richard, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment. Let me switch gears just for a moment here. Stephanie from Accokeek, stay with us. You will be able to comment on Beretta, but I do want to bring up yet another topic. One of the things that we've all been watching over the past week or so, and it's not one thing, it's actually two things. We have seen the incredible violence between Hamas and Israel. We have had more than 500 Gazans killed, more than 25 Israeli soldiers killed. We are seeing so much bloodshed now in that part of the world. Also, of course, the crash, the shooting down of the Malaysian airliner 17, about 25 miles west of the Russian border. Talk about, international crisis right here in America. When a lot of people have criticized over the years, Republicans have criticized President Obama for not having international policies, for not leading. Edgar, I'll start with you. Keep it short. How has the president performed over the past week?
All things considered, mm-hmm. when you consider the fact that he got a plate full and then some mm-hmm. on the international scene in particular, coupled with the immigrant problem on the border.
Yeah.
So with all that combined, he's reacted, I thought, pretty well, generally speaking.
Okay.
A couple of things he may have could have moved on a little faster, a little quicker, but overall, I would give him a plus up.
All right. Greg?
I disagree totally. I think President Obama has basically become an absentee president. It seems like he's detached from not only international affairs but domestic affairs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And his hypocrisy showed last week with the border issue. You know, when he made the statement, "I'm not going to the border to for a photo op." However, on the way to the border, he had a photo op with that guy playing pool in Colorado.
Okay. Let me let Lauren jump in here real quick because I've got to go to a break. Lauren, President Obama doing well, not so well with his international issues?
I think he's
doing
as best as he can. I mean, people who criticize his foreign policy don't understand that, what's their suggestion? To put boots on the ground, go to war with Russia, go to war with Putin? I mean, what is their answer to that when you say that he is passive or that he's not in the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
I need to take a break. If you're on the phone, that includes Stephanie and Accokeek. Stay with us. The line are open. The lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR FM 96.3. Stay with us on Sirius XM. More from the Reporters Roundtable in just a bit.